Animoto is a presentation tool, but one with a slight difference. Its output is in the format of rich media videos rather than the traditional slide format we might be more used to. It's incredibly easy to use. As usual, as you might expect, you start off by registering with it with an Animoto, creating yourself an account. The default is that when you start your account, if it's an unpaid for version, you're only able to produce videos up to 30 seconds long, although you can upgrade to an educator account without cost, and that allows you to produce longer videos. But producing 30 second videos, I often find, helps the students focus their attention on the message if they're restricted to a certain time limit. Anyway, producing the presentations couldn't be easier. When you start your first presentation, you're offered a particular style gallery to choose from, or you can decline and just go straight into making the presentation. To do that, you simply add pictures or videos, and they can be pictures or videos that you upload from your computer, or indeed they can be pulled from online accounts like Picasa or Flickr or YouTube. If you've got accounts there, it will fetch those videos or images in. Having got all your images assembled, you can then reorder them and or rotate them, just adjust them in whatever way you feel it is appropriate. Having done that, you then add a musical background track. If you were working in English, for example, and you were doing a study on genres, maybe horror, you might want to encourage the students to choose appropriate music to the imagery that they've selected. You can also add textual information and put in slides or little image areas that have got text on them if you choose to do so. Once you've gathered all that together, got it in the right order, you click produce video and that's it. Animoto will take care of the rest of it for you. Having produced the final output, you've then got the option to either share it out by providing others with the link. You can use an embed code to get it into your blog or onto your website or learning platform. You can export it to YouTube, or you can download the finished videos in a standalone file. One final thing you can do with Animoto is if you've got an iOS device, like an iPod Touch or an iPhone, there is an app and it's really easy to produce all of that material on your small form factor device too.